still grows here, what we call I'll think of it in a minute, but then they smoke lots of things.
What about, you know, this long white thing that they smoke, slender thing?
Grows on a tree?
No, this is the finished product after they roll it up. You know, people go into the store and buy a pack of.
But I never did smoke any, but I was, when I was growing up, people used to, I know you know what a catawba tree is.
Oh, yeah.
And have beans, a lot of people used to take and smoke them beans. And then there was another thing, was crossvine. It grew a tree, and I got one growing on a tree down there now. It's this big around. It's poor, so the people used to smoke that. And you can take and spit it up, and it'll be in three different sections. And it's porous, and a lot of people used to smoke that. And then they say they smoke corn silks, they smoke tobacco. And some people even tried to smoke corn oak leaves.
Is that right?
I tell you, they're a fiend when they want to smoke all that stuff.
Or just cigarettes? And,
well, the cigarettes, of course, I don't know, that's supposed to be made out of tobacco, I don't know. But a lot of people smoke corn silks and taking. They just had to have a smoke, so they'd take a corn oak leaf and break it up in little pieces and roll it up and try to smoke it, but I couldn't do it. I never did try it.
Are these long, thick, brown things, you know, that people smoke? Not, it's kind of like a cigarette, but...
Well, you know what you're talking about, a cigar is not what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't smoke them. I see so many smoke them. And they just walk, you know, they'd walk 20 miles for a camel, they'd walk 20 miles for a cigar. And some of them cigars are the stinkingest things.
Yeah,
oh, Lord, it's, if any ever used to, every time I'd go to a ball game, go to a picture show, somebody either smoking a cigarette or a cigar would be right in front of me, or right behind me, or right by my side.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might tell them, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be...
Well, I don't know any kind of that thing. I just need to help them unless you just say I don't want to be bothered.
Or maybe if you want to tell them that that you don't want to be in a position of having to do something in return, you might say, I just don't want to be maybe obligated or something like that.
You could say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fair to me. Now, I've had some friends here. If I don't want, I'll do anything for them, but I won't borrow nothing for them,
mm-hmm.
for I feel like I'm obligated to them because I just don't like their disposition or their way of doing.
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend serving a life sentence down there, and he's got another first-degree murder charge on him if he ever comes out.
Is that right?
I've loaned him, I've done things for him, he's offered me this, he offered me that, I'd thank him. I would never give him one thing that I was obligated to him for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, say if you're looking at your corn this year and you're surprised because it's a lot shorter, you know, than usual, you might say, well, that's funny, at this time of year it to be taller.
It's just, as I guess, there's a lot of things you could say it mean the same thing. It's been stunted, or it just didn't grow out, or something like that, you know.
Well, what about, say, if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, now, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
refuse, or I won't do it, that's all. I can't be obligated.
Do you have a kind of bird around here that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Bird?
Uh-huh. They can see in the dark?
Well, we used to have quite a few. Now, all that I know is screech owls and hoot owls.
Uh-huh.